saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. So we're not going to name names, but someone decided to turn off a light and not turn it on for several days. So now I have leggy seedling for some of my seeds. But this gives us an opportunity to look at which ones I'm keeping, which ones I'm starting over, and some things you should look for on whether or not it can be corrected or that seedling is complete garbage. So let's get into it. I want to start off by saying that there's different parameters for different sorts of plants. But regardless, this first rule applies to all plants across the board. If your lights have been turned off for an extended period of time and you're noticing yellowed cotyledons or yellowing leaves and or some legginess, the really first solution is to turn on that light and to leave it on for an extended period of time. This is particularly true for those cotyledons. It's going to tell you within that first 24 hours whether or not those seedlings are savable. So yellow cotyledons in particular, if you turn the light on and leave it on for about 24 hours, you'll begin to start seeing greening of those cotyledons, or the cotyledons themselves, depending on how large they were, are going to be entirely green by the end of it. This is a good sign that this plant is savable. If things are still looking a little wonky, like yellow or light green in some cases, then this is a sign that those cotyledons or that plant is not going to make it or not going to do very well, and you may want to start off from the start. Now, after you've figured out the leaf color situation, the next thing to look at is what is leggy and what is not, and how leggy in particular is it. Let's first look at things like peppers, tomatoes, vining plants that aren't heads, like heads of cabbage, heads of lettuce, that sort of thing. So this applies to a vast majority of plants, cucumbers, tomatoes, peppers, peas, you name it. And all these plants, relatively speaking, can be saved depending on the level of legginess. In an ideal world, a tomato plant would look similar to this one that I'm about to show. I like mine to be really nice and compact. Now I know seedlings you typically see but shown by people aren't quite this short and stout, and it's because I do put my grow lights really nice and close because I do not like a long internode, and I like really compact nodes in between. I find personally it really reduces the potential for snapping along with any mechanical damage that can happen through transplanting, staking, you name it. The reason for this is because tomato plants do grow roots on their stem. Now, these roots do not come from the hairs. The hairs are trichomes. Big garden myth there. The roots actually come from the inside of the stem, from undifferentiated stem cell tissue, and they are the warts, those little warty white things you see on the side. That is a sign of a potential root forming. So, and these roots aren't the greatest at capturing nutrients and water. They're more there for stability. Regardless of that, however, because these roots can form and help with stability, it means that the plant is not lost. You can still help it. And this is only true if the legginess is resulted in a straight stem that means
save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maybe leaning slightly, but it's not twisted. Once you start getting ups and downs and twists and turns and lefts and rights, that's a sign that that tomato plant, pepper plant, whatever the case is too leggy, and you need to start off from the beginning because that will not produce very good fruit. And overall, it's just a waste of garden space. So as painful as it may be, chuck it in the garbage. Trust me, you'll thank me for it later. The other one though is still savable. Now with that being said, if you have a leggy plant, don't immediately go and repot it. It just went through a ton of stress in regards to light, and we don't want to stress it out more by potting it up or putting that root deeper or that stem deeper. What we want to do is we want to wait for it to gain some extra leaves. I like the sweet spot around 3 to 5. Now keep in mind, this is not a journal published recommendation. This is just my personal recommendation, and I like to put some clarity into that whenever I'm speaking about stuff on my videos because I do reference a lot of scientific journals, but that specifically is my take on when I like to transplant or bump up my tomato seedlings. And the same thing goes for anything that is leggy. So don't stress about it. Don't stress out the plant more by potting up. Just adjust your lights as needed, whether that be putting them on a timer or dropping them down lower, whatever the case is, and then move on from there until it's time to bump up at the appropriate time. And I'll be doing a video on that this year, actually showing you how to apply myco and that sort of thing when you are doing the bumping up process. So stay tuned for that. So the next option are heads. So this would include things that don't have a stem that is above ground that you naturally would see, and are things like cabbage or romaine or radicchio or root vegetables, things of that nature. None of these do well when they're leggy, meaning if there's any sign of legginess, you should really truly consider starting off from the beginning. Now, there may be some forms of savability there. You may be able to transplant them a little bit deeper, but overall, they tend to perform really poorly. So these are definitely ones you want to start off from the beginning. And as always, make sure your lights are in check with these because you want them nice and short to avoid a snapping of the stem or really weird internode placement that ends up in kind of like this leafy green scenario rather than the heads that we're looking for. The way those heads are formed is from intense light. And so because of that, if we are lacking light or we've restricted light in any way, we really do hurt the performance of that plant. And you should truly consider starting those off from the beginning. Herbs are another one where you can actually trim these back over time if they end up getting too leggy and they perform very similar to that of the tomato. Just get the right light on them and they'll turn around relatively quickly. So I hope this helped you out when it comes to leggy plants or yellowing cotyledons. And like always, be sure to give the video a thumbs up, share it because it helps out the channel a ton, and I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.